Welcome to Confident AF Live, taking your mindset next level to get next year's results today with me, your host, Brandon Foster. Are you a badass peep with big dreams? Ready to turn your unrealistic goals into reality? Confident AF Live is the gateway to enormous new opportunities and unlimited possibilities. The unrealistic can suddenly become realistic for you if you believe it. Are you ready to take your dreams and results to the next level? Then stay tuned as we help crack open the door to new ways of impactful thinking and believing about yourself with mindset practices for badass people like you. Confident AF Live starts right now. What up, badasses? Happy Wednesday if you're watching live. If you're not watching live, happy whatever day ending and why you are watching it in. So funny. I was thinking about, like, as my intro music plays, I'm thinking, like, how do I want to start today? Do you want to start with, like, peppy, or do you want to be, like, more like, welcome to my podcast? And peppy it was. Like, I just get so excited when I hear the music start to play. The only thing that is missing when I start this podcast every single time is, like, beautiful faces. Because I have to be honest, all of my one-on-one coaching clients, my group coaching calls that I do, I love seeing people. And now I just have ears. I have ears. I have beautiful ears that are listening. And I have eyeballs. I have people watching on YouTube and stuff like that. So hello, YouTube lands. Hello, replay lands. Which actually also reminds me that I'm a little disappointed that I have this amazing Yeti microphone, but you can't see it because of where my camera is. And I really want to hold it so, like, I feel and look more podcasty official. Like, I don't know, because someone posted, I think, on Instagram or something, that if people see their microphones, they take you more seriously, which is just a limiting belief like anything else, but it does look cool. Like, you can't say that it doesn't look cool to have your microphone. But anyway, I digress. Today, what we're going to talk about is, we're going to talk about dualistic thinking, and we're going to talk about how recognizing dualistic thinking, understanding what it is, and identifying it will really help you to skyrocket your results in your business. And I feel like I just need to do a quick recap for some of you who might be listening to the first time, which is, why does mindset and how you think increase sales? Why does mindset and how you think give you better results in your marketing? Why does mindset and how you think help your relationships? Well, the reason is because you get in life who you are, your identity, which is how you feel and think and what you do. And the number one byproduct of what we do is our results, right? Like, you take action and you get results. You are, you do more sales calls, you have better marketing, you have more revenue in your business. However, what dictates what you do and what you don't do? What dictates how you feel about what you do and how you don't feel about what you do? That is your mindset and that is your paradigm. And so the reason why dualistic thinking is so incredibly important to talk about is because dualistic thinking is when you say, I really want XYZ, but I can't have it because ABC. Or I really want XYZ, but it's gonna be ABC. So let me give you some examples of dualistic thinking and we'll just see where this goes today. So it'd be like saying, I really want more social media followers so that I get more leads from a business, but I believe the algorithms are against me. I really want more followers and likes and subscribers on YouTube, but I'm afraid they're going to judge me. I really, really, really want more clients through social media, but I feel like there's a bunch of crazy people on social media. Like that, those were just three dualistic thoughts on just social media, right? And so if you think that there's crazies on social media, like, why do you want to be on social media? Like, who wants to be on social media with a bunch of crazies? And the truth is, like, there can be crazy people on social media. There are crazy people in the world. And truthfully, honestly, like, what is crazy? Hurting people hurt people. So anybody that's acting crazy or acting weird or whatever, they're just hurt. Okay? They're just hurt people. And they're just expressing their hurt sometimes in not the best ways. So that taken into account, are there good people on social media? Are there amazing people on social media? Are there people with kind hearts who would love your service, who would love what you have to offer? Absolutely. So then you have the fear of being on social media, right? So you're afraid of being on social media because you're afraid that people will judge you or not like a piece of you, or not like your hair, not like your skin color, not like your ethnicity, not like your political beliefs, like whatever it is. But the truth is, the only reason you're worried about that is because you are thinking there's something wrong with you for having that hair, being that ethnicity or whatever. You have insecurity, in other words. They're just triggering your own security. Jack Canfield has a great analogy in his book, Success Principles, where he says, you know, if you don't have blue hair and somebody comes up to you and says, I hate your ugly blue hair, it's not going to bother you because you know you don't have blue hair. So social media is kind of the same thing. And if you don't feel safe to be on there, you're not going to be on there. So that's dualistic thinking with social media. Sales. You really want to sell your product because you really want a better life for your business. You want a better life for your family, for your employees. But you have dualistic thinking because you think that selling is giving something to people that they don't want or forcing them to buy something that they don't need. That doesn't feel very good. Like, who wants to get on a sales call and force someone to buy something that they don't need? Who wants to get on a sales call and force someone to buy something that they don't need? That doesn't feel good. What you have to realize is that selling is just offering something of value to people to help them. Now that feels really good. That you can get behind. I'm going to offer a service. I'm going to offer a product to people so that I can help them, so that I can make their life better. I can make their life easier. I can make their life more enjoyable. Then of course, why wouldn't you get behind that, right? I want to do this new technological thing in my business, but technology hates me. Ew. Like, technology has no opinion of you, boo. I've worked with so many entrepreneurs and I've seen all the excuses. I'm too old. I'm too young. It works for everybody else, but not me, which is really, really silly. And the truth is, a computer program or a program on your iPhone or Android phone, it just does what it does. It doesn't know what race, ethnicity, political party, whether you're gay or straight, religious beliefs, doesn't know any of that. It's just doing what it does. So if it's just doing what it does, then it's, who said this? It's an HOE problem. And not ho, human operator error. Human operator error. I don't remember who said that or where I picked that up from, but I know it wasn't me. I just picked it up someplace. And so what I find is a lot of times we have these dualistic thoughts about our business, about what we want in life, and we don't even realize there's duality. We don't even take the time to ask ourselves what our buts are or what the limiting idea is attached to it or why we think it's going to be hard or why it's going to be struggling, whatever it is. And then we wonder why it is hard. And then we wonder why it is a struggle. And then we wonder why we're not taking more action. And then we just judge ourselves. We beat ourselves up and we say, well, you told yourself you're going to do something again today and you didn't do it. You said you're going to post on social media and you didn't do it. You said you were going to create a YouTube video and you didn't do it. You said you were going to do this new infrastructure in your business and you didn't do it. You said you were going to do whatever the hell you said you were going to do and you didn't do it. And the reason why you didn't do it is because you have some kind of dualistic limiting idea, belief, thing that is creating resistance, as Abraham Hicks says, instead of allowing in love into your life. Love is ease. Love is flow. Love is supportive. Love is helpful. And so how do we remove dualistic thinking now that I've given you quite a few examples for you to understand and latch onto? How do you fix it? Well, I don't like the word fix, because fix can mean something's broken or you're doing something wrong. And we're all humans doing the best that we can. In fact, I was having a conversation with my neighbor who I love and adore. And he's moving. There's a moving truck out today. It made me very sad. He walked over today with the moving truck there. And I was like, I don't like this. And he smiled, and I said, you're not allowed to move. My husband and I, we really love and adore you, and we don't want you or your wife or your kiddos to leave. It's not good. And he's like, it's okay, we'll stay in touch, you can come over to the new house. I'm like, yeah, fine, whatever. Moving on, growing, right? So anyway, where was I? So how do you fix dualistic thinking, dualistic beliefs? The first thing you have to do is you have to recognize them, that they're there. That is, I think, one of the biggest gross misunderstandings and underrepresented pieces of mindset and transformation in your life, is just realizing that you don't have to keep thinking the same thing you've always thought before. You know, Joe Dispenza did research on this, and the human brain thinks 70,000 thoughts in a day, and 90% of the same thoughts as the day before. And then we wonder why our lives are barely changing at all. Well, it's because you have the same thoughts you've thought every single day. And if you think the same thoughts, you feel the same way and you do the same stuff. So maybe if you start at the root, which actually isn't action, it's actually choosing to think differently about yourself and your business. Maybe you start with the root of thinking differently. And a big component of thinking differently is, how am I actually thinking today? What are those 70,000 thoughts? So the first step of removing dualistic thinking to create massive momentum in your business and in your life to take new action is just identifying the stuff that you tell yourself all the livelong day and asking yourself, what am I telling myself all the livelong day? And this is why journal work is really, really, really helpful. A lot of people don't do journal work. And the reason why they don't do journal work is because they're like, I don't know what to write. I don't know what to say. But the thing is, when you know what questions to ask, journal work becomes very easy. That's why I have so many people on my coaching programs that are like, I don't believe in journaling, or I haven't journaled before. And they do the journal work in my programs and they go, oh my gosh, the journal work is the best. And I'm like, yes, because I give you the questions to ask yourself. And by asking the right questions, you can write down and identify what it is you're thinking. So I'm asking you today, what are the thoughts that you tell yourself all the livelong day that make you feel really, really bad? And what are the thoughts that you tell yourself when you want to take action that argue against it? Think about it like an angel and the devil, like in the old cartoon movies. I'm thinking about like Tom and Jerry, and you have the devil, and then you have the angel, and they're arguing back and forth. Like, that's what happens in our heads. So think about that analogy. What is the angel, the good, the version of you that believes in who God created you to be, the version of you who believes that you can do it, who wants you to take action, who's excited to cheer you on? What is that piece of you saying? Because that's the truth. And then what is the devil side, the ego side, the resistance side saying to you that makes you stop in your tracks and stop what you're doing? Because if you can remove that, then you can keep moving forward. So the first piece is identifying what thoughts are unhelpful, the duality in your thinking. The second piece is to detach from those thoughts. And pretty much all the big self-help gurus talk about this. They say, you know, I think Jack Canfield says, say cancel to the thoughts. Louise Hay talks about forgiving the thoughts. And no, she talks about identifying what kind of thought it is, which is like, oh, that's a lack thought. Oh, that's a judgment thought. I prefer to just forgive the thought. I forgive you, Brandon, for thinking XYZ. I forgive you, Brandon, for judging yourself for XYZ. I forgive you, Brandon, for thinking XYZ. I forgive you for believing XYZ. Because forgiveness is actually acceptance. And was it Carl Jung that said the curious paradox is that when I accept myself, I'm free to change? And that's so true. It's kind of like someone doesn't lose weight until they accept that they are the way that they are and that they have to take control over their own life. It's like someone can't get financial help until they accept that they need financial help. Basically, the premise is like, until you realize you're drowning, you're not going to receive the help that you're drowning until you realize the situation that you're in. For me as a business owner, I have a huge childlike faith and innocence, which serves me really, really good. But my ego does not like to receive help with practical pieces sometimes, because I feel, and I've gotten so much better about this. And now I think I'm pretty much to the point where I'm like, yes, practical pieces, let's go. And if it doesn't feel good, I'm like, nope, that's not my practical piece. Because I have that huge mindset belief. Like, I really lean into what feels good for me practically. But I think sometimes we prevent ourselves from stepping into our greatest, truest potential because of our own insecurities about receiving help, whether it's mindset help or whether it's practical help. And the cool thing is, if you've been doing the mindset help, then maybe you need practical help and you're going to exponentially increase your business. What I love to do is I love to help people who either aren't implementing practical or they are implementing practical and they haven't really touched the tip of the iceberg on the mindset, or they're ready to take the mindset to the next level. And then we quantum leap. Because all quantum leap is a sudden increase. That's all quantum leap is. So a sudden increase in sales, a sudden increase in revenue, a sudden increase in leads, because a mindset changes with action you do. It changes what you're able to receive. It changes your energy, which is so incredibly important and potent. And energy is just really the vibration of how you feel. So first step is identify the dualistic thoughts. Second thing to do is to forgive and attach the thoughts. The third thing to do is to decide what gets to be true for you. What thought feels better? What thought feels more supportive? If anything was true for you, what would you want to be true for you? And then you begin to integrate that. And integration takes time, because if we go into science for a second, your human brain has what are called synapses. Synapses are the roadways where your neurons, the neural pathways, communicate with one another. From the age, when you're 2 years old, you go through this huge growth spurt of basically every single synapse that can be created in your human brain is created. This is the, when you're 2 years old, that's when your brain grows and develops. That's why it's called the terrible twos, is because your brain is fully developing, it's fully growing. Then from the age of 3 to 16, you go through what's called synaptic pruning. When you go through synaptic pruning, what happens is any neural pathway, any roadway, think about the neural pathways, the synapses like roads in a big city. And like the way God designed the human brain is we build as many roads as possible so that the traffic can flow any which way possible in the city so that you have the maximum potential. Well, what happens is from the age of 3 to 16, you go what's called through synaptic pruning. So any roadway not being utilized is destroyed because it's not being used. It's like a road that nobody's driving on. So it gets destroyed. It gets pruned. There's also genomes that can cause synaptic pruning as well. So when we are thinking about our mindset, it's basically our brain is wired with certain synapses to fire and wire together. When you're integrating new thought patterns, you're creating new neural pathways, new synapses, so that the traffic goes different ways. And we all know what road construction is like, right? Like, it doesn't matter where you are listening from. that, you know, road construction takes time and it can be very frustrating. However, when the road is widened, when the new connections happen, it is a beautiful, amazing gift, and it was so worth all the headaches. So when you are doing mindset work, changing your synapses, and you're going to integration process, it can take time. And it will take longer when you have dualistic thinking. It takes a lot shorter amount of time when you are not thinking dualistically. This is the same reason why if you have a friend or family member, or you have an employee or an IC or somebody, and you really want to start helping your team with their mindset, the first thing to do is to just turn off all the negativity, right? If you think about, because people will say, I tried affirmations or I tried mindset, it didn't work. Well, you probably didn't allow it to fully integrate. Number one, you gave up. And number two, you're affirming that it doesn't work. So your belief is it doesn't work. So you've stopped trying. So of course it's not going to work, because affirmation is something you choose to affirm over your life, over yourself, over and over again. You can affirm a positive or you can affirm a negative. So if you think about negative self-talk as cold water, and you start saying good things to yourself, positivity, right? Declaring new promises over your life, and that's hot water. If you don't turn off the cold water, you're either going to have lukewarm water or you're still going to have cold water. Because, you know, people go, oh, I said my 5 affirmations today, which literally took them 10 seconds. And then for the whole rest of the 23 hours, they're telling themselves negative stuff. That's just not helpful and not supportive. So you have to turn off negative self-talk first, and then you can start turning on the hot water, which are your affirmations. So with synapses and integration, it is a process of turning off the cold water and turning on the hot water. And it takes time. It's no different than trying to go from left-handed to right-handed or right-handed to left-handed, because when you were a kid, you could have been ambidextrous. You could have learned how to write with both. But at some time, while you had all your synapses, people started telling you, whether it is your mom, your parents, your grandparents, friend, teacher, whoever, neighbor, oh, it looks like you're left-handed, or oh, it looks like you're right-handed, and then you stop using the other hand. And if I were to challenge you all to go brush your teeth with your other non-dominant hand today, you get toothpaste all over your face, all over your neck, all over the place. And that's because you're wiring new neural pathways. So my encouragement to all of you today is to, number one, really start to look at how you're thinking about yourself, how you're thinking about your business, and how you're thinking about your team. Like, really start to think about that. You can write it out to identify it. You can ask yourself, what are the 3 biggest self-doubt, self-trusting thoughts that I have for my business, like whatever it is. And then number 2, forgive it. Fully, completely accept it. I'm sorry, Brandon, for thinking. I forgive you, Brandon, for thinking. I love you, Brandon. I got you, Brandon. You're okay. I'm sorry, first name, for thinking. I forgive you, first name, for thinking. I love you, first name. I got you, first name. You're okay, first name, right? That's the second step. And the third step is, what is the better thought that feels really good? Because when you can nail down a thought that feels really good, feels your next level, and you start telling yourself to that, that really can create a huge crack in what you can do next, which is a really beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing. I think the other thing I just want to say to all of you guys who are watching is that mindset stacks. This all adds up. I was doing a live stream on my Facebook page yesterday, is talking about how every small decision, every small subtle mindset shift, every small prayer, every small difference in belief in myself, every small perspective shift of seeing through the eyes of love instead of judgment, it all adds up. It all stacks. Think about like little drops of water and how little drops of water can fill a huge bucket. It all adds up. So I want to encourage all of you today, no matter what's going on in your life or your business, to keep going, to not stop, to keep believing, to move from hope into faith, and remember that you're so much closer today than you ever have been before. And take time to appreciate and love yourself and the progress you have already made. I love you so much. Have an amazing day. Thank you for listening and watching on YouTube. Make sure you share this with friends, family, ICs, employees. Let's give as much encouragement, as much grace, as much love as we possibly can. I love you so much, and we'll see you next week.
You have been listening to Confident AF Live, taking your mindset next level to get next year's results today with host Brandon Foster on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen or watch live every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, where I help badasses like you with big dreams learn to take their impact and results next level, turning those unrealistic goals into reality. Confident AF Live is the gateway to enormous new opportunities and unlimited possibilities. For more information, get in touch with me, Brandon, at BrandonRFoster.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.